generally, as populations age, the incidence of cancer goes up. So worldwide, we have also seen in countries like my own, Australia, an increased incidence of cancer as the proportion of the population that is elderly increases. But for about the half of cancers that we know are caused by specific agents, we have seen some decreases in high-income countries as successful programs against tobacco usage were introduced decades ago and are now having an effect.
You've said you've seen a decrease in the developed world. What about in the developing world? What is happening?
The developing world is affected by two negative forces. On the one hand, the incidence of cancers related to infections, and that particularly includes cervical cancer in women, as well as stomach cancer and liver cancer, these are increasing. And not only that, but many of these countries have poorly developed health services, so patients are diagnosed at a late stage, and therefore the number of people who survive these cancers, or the proportion of people, is lower than in high-income countries. The other thing we are seeing in the developing world is many of the risk factors or the causes of cancer that we have long recognized, including tobacco, alcohol drinking, and also obesity and overweight and lack of exercise as contributing cancer, these are all increasing as well.
You have said that the early detection remains a challenge, especially in the developing world. What can be done to increase awareness so the diseases can be diagnosed early?
The answer to your question almost always involves going country by country because each country is different. But if I can take a typical example in respect of cervical cancer, which in the developed world we have a vaccine to prevent the disease, in developing countries there are, short of the vaccination program being introduced, there are ways and means of screening for cervical cancer that high-income countries have used for decades that can be successfully applied.
Now, the report says treatment alone will not win the battle against cancer. What else can be done?
What else can be done is prevention at two levels, what is called primary prevention, which is reduced contact with recognized carcinogens, whether they are related to personal behavior, such as tobacco smoking, alcohol intake, and in my own country with white-skinned people, excessive exposure to sunlight, or cancer, the minority of cancers that are caused by environmental exposures over which people have no control, such as exposures in the workplace or exposures due to pollution. All of these things, both the personal situation and the pollution and workplace situation, can be addressed by regulation.
Would you like to see governments legislating more on the products that are known to cause cancer, such as...
The World Cancer Report does not provide prescriptions in that sense, and I am not advocating any particular action. I think as a direct result of World Cancer Report, the debate about these things in each country can be more informed. That is what I would like to see, active discussion of options so that each community adopts regulatory procedures that are appropriate to their community. It is not a matter of simply banning anything, but it is a matter of having the debate to see the balance that can be struck between preventing disease and needless infringements on what might be seen as people's freedom.
Now, the cost of treating cancer is pretty high, especially in the developing world once again. What can be done to bring down the cost of treating cancer so that more people can access treatment?
This is not a specific matter that is addressed in the publication. Setting that aside, the answer to your question, I think, is more rational use of medical resources so that the drugs that are targeted at particular cancers, the very expensive drugs, are only used in patients that will benefit from them and not simply every patient that has been diagnosed with the relevant tumour type. That and other rational uses of clinical resources is the only way in which the spiralling cost of treatment can be reduced.